In the futuristic Chinese-inspired society of Hoxia, massive war machines called chrysalises defend humanity against alien Hundans that emerge from the wilderness. These machines aren't simply piloted, they require a brutal partnership where male pilots drain the chi energy from female concubine pilots to boost their power. The girls inevitably die, their life force consumed by their male counterparts. This sacrifice isn't just accepted, it's celebrated. Families compete to sell their daughters as concubine pilots, considering it an honor when they're chosen. Girls are raised from childhood to embrace this fate, trained to be beautiful, obedient, and ultimately disposable. Their deaths are memorialized as necessary casualties in an endless war. The chrysalises themselves take forms inspired by Chinese mythology. The nine-tailed fox with its illusions, the vermilion bird wielding flames, the white tiger commanding lightning, each responding to their pilot's chi type. What makes this world particularly chilling is how familiar its justifications feel. Women's bodies as vessels for male advancement, their suffering as necessary sacrifice, their worth measured by utility to men. The entire economy of Hoxia is built upon this exploitation, with powerful families maintaining status through the sacrifice of young women. After her sister Rui dies mysteriously as a concubine pilot, Wu Zetian enlists to avenge her by killing Yang Guang, the responsible pilot, even at the cost of her own life. Zetian's character has been shaped by oppression, from her grandmother breaking her feet in the painful lotus binding ritual to her parents treating her as property. Despite this, she maintains fierce independence, growing facial hair to appear less desirable and secretly learning to read with Yiji, a wealthy boy. When Zetian discovers she can reverse the pilot system, killing Yang Guang and controlling his chrysalis, she becomes an unprecedented iron widow, sacrificing boys instead of being sacrificed herself. This transformation is not triumphant, but traumatic, bringing her dangerously close to becoming what she hates. What makes Zetian compelling is her uncompromising nature. She remains angry, sometimes cruel, and increasingly violent. Yet her choices are understandable because we've witnessed the system that created her. Iron Widow boldly embraces a polyamorous relationship that defies traditional tropes. Li Shimin initially appears as the stereotypical bad boy, a convicted murderer whose concubine pilots always die. Kept muzzled and alcohol-addicted by military handlers, his complexity emerges from his tragic backstory. He killed his brothers after catching them assaulting a girl, only to see her drowned by her family for being dishonored. Gao Yiji represents a different masculinity, intellectual and supportive. When he tells Zetian, "When you cherish someone for how amazing they are, you don't pluck them from their roots just to wither in your hands," he shows that love means partnership, not possession. What makes this triangle subversive isn't just its three-person resolution, but its rejection of love as a scarce resource. When Zetian worries her feelings for Shimin hurt Yiji, he explains that love isn't finite, but infinite, challenging both traditional romance narratives and the possessive thinking underlying patriarchal systems. Iron Widow examines how oppressive systems perpetuate through psychological manipulation, showing how women are conditioned to accept and enforce their subordination. Zetian observes this when reflecting on her grandmother who bound her feet to the village aunties who celebrated sons over daughters. She questions, "How do you take the fight out of half the population and render them willing slaves?" The answer lies in socialization so thorough that resistance becomes unthinkable. This psychology manifests in characters like Dugu Chielo, who calls Zetian a man-killing whore, rather than questioning why women must compete for male approval, demonstrating how oppressive systems turn the oppressed against each other. The novel also reveals how privilege blinds people to injustice. When Zetian suggests the pilot system might be deliberately rigged against women, even allies initially dismiss her, finding it too overwhelming to believe their society could be built on deliberate cruelty. Most insidiously, these systems create impossible choices that make complicity seem necessary for survival, as shown when Li Shimin admits sacrificing concubine pilots to save himself. The novel depicts mind realms as psychic battlegrounds for chrysalis control that simultaneously function as metaphors for characters' inner worlds. Yang Guang's realm manifests as a humid jungle with entrapping vines and flesh-colored fruits containing concubine memories. This grotesque landscape reveals his predatory nature and objectification of his victims. Zetian's victory here symbolizes her rejection of male dominance. Li Shimin's realm, a crevasse of swords leading to a sea of fire with screaming flame birds, reflects his trauma and self-loathing. Their stalemate suggests a possibility of equal partnership rather than domination. These realms force confrontation with deep fears. When Emperor Qin's freezing realm strips Zetian of her memories, her struggle to remember becomes a metaphor for reclaiming her identity from a system focused on erasure. The hungry ghosts pursuing her embody societal expectations attempting to force her back into compliance. Under torture, chief strategist Anne Lushan reveals the novel's most shocking truth. The piloting system is deliberately engineered against women. The Yin seat is designed with less active input and more passive input, artificially dampening women's spirit pressure while extracting more qi, ensuring women die while men survive, regardless of natural abilities. This revelation transforms the entire narrative. What appeared to be tragic biological necessity is exposed as deliberate engineering to maintain male dominance. The system isn't failing women, it's working exactly as designed, sacrificing them to protect naturally weaker men. This explains why Zetian sensed female pilots had stronger spirit pressure than their male partners, why the military feared her ability to reverse the system, and why they paired her with Li Shimin. Hoxia's entire social order is built on a lie that women's sacrifices are necessary rather than engineered. The twist elevates the story from individual rebellion to systemic revolution. For Zetian, succeeding within the system isn't enough. The entire structure must be destroyed. As Zetian's journey evolves from personal vengeance to revolution, the novel examines the moral costs. When the sages hold her family hostage, her chilling response, "Sorry, you're in my way," precedes crushing the palace complex, sacrificing her family to dismantle the power structure. This moment marks Zetian's break from conventional morality, transforming her into something both terrifying and necessary. The novel challenges readers. When systems weaponize love and loyalty, what moral choices remain for those seeking change? The conclusion presents its most provocative examination, as Zetian assumes control of Emperor Qin Zhang and declares herself Empress Wu, embodying the central paradox. How can one dismantle oppressive systems without wielding oppressive power? The revelation that humans are invaders on the Hundun's planet adds a cosmic dimension. If human civilization is founded on invasion and maintained lies, perhaps conventional moral frameworks cannot address its fundamental injustices. Iron Widow suggests liberation requires not just overthrowing existing systems, but imagining entirely new relationships with power. Revolution begins with rage, but must be guided by vision.